Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda Torres, your host here on Angels Are Near Us on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our wonderful program of angels and archangels and saints, of course, tonight. Tonight, our show will be connecting with the saints for spiritual guidance. But before we talk about that, let's invite all the angels and all the archangels, all the beings of light, and the saints to be with us. Please bring in your guidance and your assurance for the highest good of all. Please surround us with divine light and let only divine truth and wisdom come through. Thank you, God and angels. Amen. So tonight, we have our special guest, Reverend Francis Faden, Sacred Living Mentor. Francis has been on the show before, and she's an interfaith minister. She's intuitive healer and divine translator for Mother Mary, the saints, and the archangels. She is also the author of Meditation is Friendship with God and host of the radio show Sacred Living on Amazing Life Radio. Frances will be talking tonight on how to connect with your saints for spiritual guidance. Frances loves to help people discover their sacred life purpose and to see themselves through God's eyes. Through her intuitive readings, teleclasses, she will help you have your own direct experience of God, which results in profound healing on a heart level. And I can encourage you to have a reading with Frances. I personally have had readings with her, which are lovely and very sacred, so I highly recommend Frances. So if you want more information on Frances' work and her classes, you can go to her website, which is www.francisfaden.com. That's FRANCESFAYDEN.com. So without further delay, let us welcome Francis. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Linda. Thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you for being on the show again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's so fun to do.
I know. We do have fun, and I know that the angels are always so happy that we share the light of these wonderful celestial beings. So tonight you are talking about how we can connect with the saints, correct?
Yeah. The saints are a wonderful energy to tune into. And one of the things I just want to remind everybody mm-hmm. is that they are not owned by any particular religion or denomination. There are saints, which is another way of saying, people who have achieved a certain level of spiritual growth in every path. Every single spiritual path has what I would consider to be a saint. And so you really, no matter what tradition you resonate with, you can tune into the power of the saints to help you in your day-to-day life.
Definitely. I agree with that. I think it's also very informative to tell our listeners, I talk a lot about angels. I've talked about some of the saints, but, to tell them the difference, because I know that people have asked me, I don't know if it's happened to you, Francis, that they ask me, are angels the same as saints? Do they do the same thing? And of course, what I explain sometimes is the angels are pure divine light. Mm-hmm. So how would you explain the saints?
Well, I'll give you my definition, and then I'd love mm-hmm. to hear your definition
sure.
of the difference between the two.
Go right ahead.
My understanding and my experience is that like you said, the angels are these divine beings. Mm-hmm. They have never been people. At least most of them have never been people. Mm-hmm. But saints are those who have walked the path that we have walked. They've been in the body. They have met with the challenges that we have met. And they've learned how to overcome them, or they've developed certain specific qualities. And so for me personally, that even though I love, dearly love the angels, mm-hmm. the saints feel a little bit more personal. They feel a little bit more like friends that you can relate to, because many of their stories are just like our stories. They've lived through so many different things, and they can help us go through the things that they've gone through.
Oh, I agree completely with you. I mean, I have I've always, you know, known and felt that the saints, they're examples for humanity. Like you say, you know, they've had human lives, and they were dedicated to develop and deepen their connection to God. That's why, you know, they became these masters or these saints. It's they achieved that complete spiritual enlightenment. So I agree completely with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you start to tune into the energy of the saints, I find that it's just a personal connection, and that's the thing that I really teach people on the spiritual path, or that I really try to exemplify the best I can, is that mm-hmm. the more personal that you can make your connection with spirit, the easier it is, because it's not an abstract. It feels very much like this is your friend, this is your guide, this is your teacher, as opposed to like just cosmic law or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that you're saying that, because sometimes people may believe that it's difficult to connect with a saint. Maybe angels are a little bit, you know, that light or that free enlightenment that angels have. I don't know why people have told me it's easier with angels. And again, like you said, the saints are not from any specific religion. The saints were human beings who walked this earth. And I think this is a time, you know, we're living such different energy time, wondrous times, that the angels have told me, that we can connect easily with all these beings, the saints, the masters, the angels, the archangels, all these beings of higher frequency. So don't you think that you can be drawn to any of the saints, you know, asking, but depending what is it that you need, who would you be drawn to mostly? I've been drawn to several, but how do you see that?
Well, you know, it's a really good point that you make about some people feeling like it's not easier to connect with them. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. I think if you've grown up in a tradition, like I was raised Catholic, and so I was told a lot of things about the saints, or it was kind of interpreted a certain mm-hmm. way that didn't really work for me. It mm-hmm. was kind of presented to me that suffering was the path to becoming a saint, and I have not found that to be true. In fact, the most powerful saints are the ones that were the most joyful. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of times the angels, because they don't have the energy of human personality the same way, some people can feel like it's a little easier to connect with them because they're universal. But one of the things I've learned is that the saints, when you progress to a certain level of enlightenment or spiritual growth or whatever you want to call it, it's almost as if you really embody a certain quality or a certain trait, and it's almost like becoming an archetype, so to speak, that becomes more universal. So you were saying, like, different saints. A lot of times you'll find that you're drawn to a certain saint, and it mm-hmm. might be a different one at a different time in your life depending upon what's going on. But I do believe that people have what I call your patron saint, mm-hmm. which is somebody that's dedicated to working with you throughout your lifetime, that you probably resonate with a lot. You can look at your name as a way to figure out if that's an energy around you. You know, my name is Francis, and I very much resonate with St. Francis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I look at his life and a lot of his qualities, the energy of being a peacemaker really resonates, you know, deep within my soul. But my personal patron saint is St. Hildegard of Bingen, who actually mm-hmm. I don't think was officially made a saint yet. I'm not sure. But mm-hmm. she's like a Renaissance woman you know, hundreds of years before the Renaissance. And so I really aspire to that. So St. Hildegard is great if you're wanting to work deeply with the Holy Spirit, with art, with music, with healing. I mean, she's just amazing. St. Francis is really great for the energy of peace and being able to connect with the energy of what I call, and this is my interpretation. I don't want to limit anybody by my interpretation because the saints are much more vast than these definitions. But St. Francis, the energy of oneness, that's kind of the word that I would use, seeing the God in everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like when I was growing up, my grandmother used to pray to St. Anthony to help mm-hmm. her find lost objects. And so, you know, it can be anything from the really, really mundane like that to St. Teresa of Avila, who wrote the book The Interior Castle, which is all about the seven chakras and how you work with each energy center. Of course, she didn't call it that back then, but that's what that book is about. So you have from your everyday kind of things to how to become enlightened, there's a saint for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you say St. Francis, my middle name is Francis. Mm-hmm. So Linda Francis. And I've always been very, very drawn to St. Francis of Assisi. Mm-hmm. I love his prayer. And I think at the end we'll say that prayer. But because he's inspired me to do that.
Yeah.
the prayer of St. Francis. So the other saint also that I feel very drawn to also since I was a child is St. Anna. And many, you know, Anna was Mother Mary's mother. Mm-hmm. And so she's just, I just feel she's very loving and supporting. You know, she loves children, of course. And I've always very, very felt drawn to that energy of nurturing and support and love of St. Anna. The other ones, I mean, there's so many. I mean, there's so many we can talk about, right? There's St. Christopher, who helps you with travel. I love St. Christopher, because he helps you also with nightmares, I've heard. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have any kinds of dreams that are difficult, just ask St. Christopher to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's so many we can mention, right, that have so many, can do so many miracles. St. Joseph is another one.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, it's a good thing to look and see, you know, what, if you know nothing about a particular saint, you can look them up, you can Google and find out what's the saint about. Mm-hmm. But I really encourage people to meditate on the energy of that particular saint and find out. So, you know, no one's ever said to me that St. Joseph was about spiritual partnership, but when mm-hmm. I was meditating on the idea, because I did a teleclass recently on how to find spiritual partnership, whether you're looking for a relationship or you're already in one. Mm-hmm. And it was just revealed to me that he was the one to talk to. And then once I started looking at his life, I was like, oh, this makes sense. So don't be limited by somebody's definition. It's a good place to start. But mm-hmm. allow these energies to reveal themselves to you because they're going to show up for you differently than they might show up for me. Or there's going to be what I like to call like a vibrational familiarity, like there's something about them that mm-hmm, will feel mm-hmm. right to you. And that's a good way to start connecting with them as well.
So you're saying through meditation and mm-hmm. just research, if you would like to know more about them. I mean, there's so much on each saint.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I wouldn't limit you at all to just the Western saints, especially the ones just from the Catholic tradition, mm-hmm. because there's wonderful saints from India, more than I could mention, but Yogananda is a wonderful, he was actually a master, not just a saint, but mm-hmm. you can tune into the energy of Yogananda. There's a woman I went to see this past Friday who's actually a living saint, and her name is Sri Karunamai, and she is she's an incarnation of the goddess Saraswati, the energy of wisdom and creativity.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was so powerful to just be in her presence because she's in that energy of being connected with the ultimate at all times. And so she's just giving off this vibration. And that's a really good thing I want to mention to people is if you ever get a chance to visit where a saint has lived, no matter if it's a Eastern or Western saint, try to go because if their body is still there, like you can go to Assisi and St. Francis's body is there, St. Clair is also there, mm-hmm. the body still puts off a very sacred vibration. It's a very uplifting experience and you will feel as if you are literally in their presence because again, Once their consciousness gets to a certain level, it permeates their body. And I'm sure you've heard of saints that have what they call incorruptible bodies. The body doesn't decay. That's how pure their consciousness is.
Yes, right now that you mentioned that you visited, were you at that center of Yogananda in California? There's a center, I think, there that I've been to.
Yeah, well, I was, you mean when I went on Friday?
Uh-huh, or this is another place.
Yeah, well, I actually live right by, because I'm down in Southern California, I live right by the Encinitas Hermitage where he stayed, and so you can go and then there are places up in Los Angeles where you can also go, and I've actually led a pilgrimage there, and it's just so wonderful to meditate at those sites. But the place that I had gone to, I think, was just a church that they had rented out. They rented out the space, and this wonderful woman, Sri Karunamai, was there and gave a couple of different types of events. And if people want to find out about her, she's actually headed towards I think Texas and the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Karunamai.org, I think, is her website, and you can go and get an individual blessing, and it's open to the public, and it's just an amazing experience. And so, you know, it's just another example of saints aren't something from 800 years ago. It's mm-hmm. happening now, and I really believe that all of us who are listening are called to be saints in this lifetime. We're all called to achieve a certain level of happiness and a certain level of union with God, and to do it in our own individual way. And I really hold that in the work that I do, that that's really your destiny.
I agree totally with that. You know, we're in frequencies that we could do it, we could connect with them. It's easier to connect with whoever you need at the time. And, you know, the angels or the saints will tell you who to connect with, which is so wonderful, because you never know who can help you. And during meditation, you know, like you're saying, is a wonderful opportunity through angel readings and through saints readings. So that brings me to, we're going to take a break, and we are going to open the lines for our listeners. If you want to call in for your angel messages, any questions for Francis, reading from saints, we can do that. Mm-hmm. So call in. The toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. And that is bbsradio.com. We will be back like in 90 seconds. Everyone, I'm Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us. Our guest tonight is Francis Faden, and we're talking about connecting with the saints for spiritual guidance. So you can call in to get your angel messages or your saint messages. And the phones are on the main page of bbsradio.com. We're on station 1. On the right hand side are the phone numbers. Toll free 888-627-6008. So Francis, we were talking about the different saints, and we're talking about saints, you know, that have not been 1,000 years ago, but the present time. You know, I was thinking of Mother Teresa because she became a saint recently. And many people knew her, how gentle she was and how wonderful she was with children. So even, you know, calling on Mother Teresa for taking care of children, or if you feel, you know, the need to ask for her support, I mean, she's a wonderful saint as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I went to India in 2006, and I was there to mostly go to sites connected with Yogananda and some other saints. And while we were in Calcutta, we went to see, you know, she's buried there. She's got a crypt and it's above ground. Mm. And I didn't think very much of it because I wasn't particularly connected with her at the time. And I have to tell you, Linda, that when I walked in the room where her crypt is, which is above ground, I was almost knocked over by the energy coming in that room because her devotion was so deep. Her devotion to Christ was so deep. I just started weeping. I just was like, God, it was
no, I believe you. I believe you. We have a caller on line one. Hello, Pat. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Pat from Connecticut.
Hi.
How are you? What's your question tonight?
This is the first time I've connected with you. You give angel readings. I'd love
Yes. So let me give you a message then. See what we have. We were talking about the connection with saints.
Yes.
So let me see if we get somebody here for you. Okay. I have your guardian angel. You have two guardian angels working with you. Do you have any question about anything, Pat, that's going on right now?
Well, sure. I think for a long time now I've wanted to feel a connection to anything. I'd love to know my guardian angels. I've been really struggling my whole life, but especially the past number of years, to try to make a complete transformation so I can finally have joy in my life and live my life and what I should be doing.
What came out is that your guardian angels are trying to empower you in a way to see your own power. They're encouraging you to see that you are a powerful light worker because you're taking that path of opening to the light. And so what also came out is ascended masters around you right now. So it's Kuan Yin and Krishna and Jesus. It's just these three spiritual teachers around you that are guiding you. So they're also saying to practice meditation. Do you do meditation?
No, I honestly, I hate it, and I'm not sure why. I think part of it might be post-traumatic stress. It's very, in a way, scary to calm down. It's sort of, one has a feeling that you're left vulnerable. I'm used to sort of being on high alert all the time.
Yeah, it feels as a little bit of anxiety is coming through you. And you know what? That Archangel Michael also can work with you. He's talking about taking away the fear. So I'm glad Michael came out because Archangel Michael takes away, uplifts any kind of obstacle or challenges around your aura. And it feels like a little bit, you know, that you need that cleansing around you. So, you know, just sitting down and don't feel that you're meditating. Maybe just when you go to sleep, ask Archangel Michael to come to you and to lift that fear-based energy from you, Pat, because I think that's what you need at this time. Do you have any info, Francis, for her?
Well, the first thing, Pat, that I was getting when you first called in was there's some kind of connection for you on the saint level with the Celtic energy. I don't know exactly which saint that might be. There's also something that I'm feeling when you were talking about connecting into the joy, that music is really important, and it's like the fastest path to happy, being happier and being more joyful, and that there's some kind of healing from your past. There's some kind of, and what I mean by the past, I mean like in your heritage, there's something that needs to be released. And when Linda, you were saying that she's got this Kuan Yin and this Krishna and this Jesus. It's like those are like the three big powerhouses mm-hmm. that are there helping you. So I think that anything that you want to overcome, you actually have the power and the access to do that. But there's something about tapping into the energy of joy. It's not about doing the hard work. It's about going, you know, just taking a different road and trying to and music seems to be the thing that's coming through the strongest.
Okay. It's interesting. I've actually not listened mm-hmm. to music for a long time, and just recently I was thinking I need to start putting music on because I know it does uplift me.
It does, Pat. That,
sorry about that.
He's
singing.
I think he's singing for you, see?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, put the music on. But I think he agrees totally to what we're saying as well, because he must feel the energies. But what I was wanting to say, Frances touched something very important, something about the past issue. And what comes up right now with one of the angels is that it's a past life issue. So it's something that situation that's based on a previous lifetime that sometimes we bring to this lifetime. So again, asking Archangel Michael to help you maybe remember or even to release whatever you need to release from the past. It's a healing you need to do from the past. So don't feel at all that the anxiety, you know, that you're feeling. Sometimes we feel, oh, you know, why am I feeling this? What's wrong with me? Sometimes we just bring issues that we have to heal in this lifetime. And it feels like that. It feels a little bit heavy. And so Michael is saying, you know, I can vacuum away that fear. I can take that away from you and I can give you the peace that you need. Also writing a little bit in your journal. Do you like to write?
No, that's difficult too, although I have been, I'm doing a kind of therapy. It's EMDR, rapid eye movement.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
It's pretty so profound that I have a feeling I should be taking notes. So I've been doing that a little for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I believe that writing in your journal will also help you release some of the tension that you have. Listening to music, you can listen to music at the same time and then start writing, and you will see, you'll be astonished how you'll feel much better. It will calm you. And just, you know, ask the angels to be with you. You have already your two guardian angels always with you. Don't forget that.
Okay.
So you are protected.
What are they like?
I feel they're just the female presence. They're both female. Female energy, your two guardian angels. But, you know, they're with you at all times. I mean, they're with you since the time you were born in this lifetime, and then they keep on going with you wherever you go, if you take them with you.
Okay. The fact that I don't feel like I connect, I pray and I talk and I talk and I pray and I pray. But I don't have a sense of proof. Is there any way I can feel like I'm actually connecting?
Well, in my experience, Pat, because I've worked with people for a long time and I've done a lot of healing work myself, and it's a heart chakra issue. It's an issue, like you were saying, if you don't feel safe being vulnerable, that can be part of what is making it so that you don't feel connected, because the divine mm-hmm. is very subtle. But what I do is I ask for signs. And so if the usual things don't work because you do have some stress and some anxiety, then I say to my guardian angel or whoever my saint is, I'll say, all right, I need you to make it really obvious to me that you're here, you know, working with me. So sometime today, you need to give me a sign, and then keep your eyes open. So the challenge for us is to stay open, because spirit is always there. And so that's the healing part that needs to happen, is we have to at least be willing to recognize the sign. And if you can start there, I find that the universe will talk to you in all kinds of ways and come up with all kinds of ways, because they want to talk to us. And so, you know, baby steps, take baby steps and know that spirit will meet you where you are and doesn't want to scare you and doesn't want to overwhelm you, and that your process is going to need to be your own. It's going to look different than my process or Linda's process.
You're right about the signs. I want to ask one quick question, if that's possible. One more, and
sure.
then I'll go.
Sure, go right ahead. Yeah.
I also find that once I start to get a sense or feel like I can get better, part of me gives up. And mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. something I'm trying to fight and figure out what to do about that. Maybe I could pray to someone for that specific help to release that sort of resistance. I sort of go into a depression because I've been mm-hmm. trying for so long, so many years, that I think I'm at a point where part of me is saying, don't try anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I don't want my heart broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels that you are, you're feeling unsafe, but again, it's all about love. And what I can highly recommend for you is the archangel that's coming out is Archangel Michael. Mm-hmm. Archangel Michael, again, he can vacuum away the fear, he says, but Archangel Michael is the archangel who gives you courage for your convictions. And also, you know, they call him the heavenly warrior, but, you know, he's not a warrior of war as we see it. He's a loving warrior. He turns darkness into light, and he will show you the joy that you need, Pat. So I think definitely working with Archangel Michael, just asking him to come to you in your dreams, that he can help you. You know, Archangel Michael, his name means he who is like God. So it's like calling upon God, the warrior of God, who will help you. And again, you know, baby steps, like Francis says, just call in for your dreams. You don't have to do anything but go to sleep and ask him for his protection and for safety. And just feel yourself surrounded with his blue light. He has a beautiful blue light, mm-hmm. which is a protection and of love. Dress yourself in blue if you feel, you know, that way. Sometimes colors also help us feel better. Just as music, colors help you feel better. Taking showers and feeling that, you know, you're being blessed with the water that is falling upon you. You can call upon the Archangel Gabriel, who is connected with water. So Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael, who is the great healer of God. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the main ones that I'm feeling that can really help you just get out of this little hole that you're in and uplift you.
I want to thank you both. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one more thing. So when I first was tuning in, I said that there was a Celtic energy. And so as you're talking, it became clear to me. Mm-hmm. There is a saint that's called Saint Dimphna. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. It's D-Y-M-P-H-N-A, Saint Dimphna. And she, I believe she's from Ireland, so that must be that connection. But she is the patron saint of people that are dealing with anxiety. I think they call it anxiety and any kind of like nervous affliction or something like that is kind of an antiquated term. But basically anybody that's dealing with any kind of, you know, stress-related emotional stuff. And she's a really powerful saint that you can commune with. You can write a letter, you know, and say, Saint Dipna, please help me. I mean, the archangels, you can never go wrong with the archangels. But, you know, Linda, the other thing I'm going to recommend for Pat, mm-hmm. too, is since you're in Connecticut, I don't know how close you are to New York, but we were saying earlier that there is a living saint who is in the United States right now, and her name is Sri Karunamai. She's from India. And if you go to her website and find out when is she going to be in New York or maybe even in Connecticut, she does something that's a personal blessing where you can go and you know, ask her to help you with something. And so you can ask for this to be healed, and she'll put her hand on your head. And it's a very, very powerful healing experience, and she's very gentle, and nobody else knows what you're asking about. If you can do that, that might be the thing that kind of jump starts you and gets
Great.
You even more. Mm-hmm. So I'd
Could
recommend
you spell that quick.
Sure. Yeah, the website is www.karunamai, which is KARUN as in Nancy, AM as in Mary, AYI.org. Karunamai.org.
Great.
And you click on it where it says tours, and it'll say what her you know, North American tour is right now, and she's headed your way, I think, this summer. But all of those things, we gave you a kind of a potpourri of things you can do. All of them will help.
Yeah.
And the one thing I know, Linda, is that as soon as you ask for help, the universe responds immediately, and you'll start getting all kinds of resources.
immediately.
Thank you. You're right. You've given me so much. I've written it all down, and
perfect.
I'm going to work with all of this. Thank you. Bless you both. I really
bless you too.
I feel very fortunate that I connected. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Pat.
You too. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye. Well, again, you know, you're so right, Frances. You know, the angels and the saints will respond immediately. I think when we feel the most anxiety is that we think that they're not listening to us. Don't you feel that? We think, no, nobody's listening to me. They don't know what's happening. But I think once we start putting at least the words out there, and I was reminded of this just a few weeks ago, the angels were saying, you know, remind yourself that every thought that you say, every word, every emotion is reflected in your energy, you know, in your aura. So when you say thoughts of love, support, that you're asking for support, you know, you're attracting this energy from the angels and from the saints and from the masters. So it's much easier for them to reach you. And again, one thing that I do want to, I was going to remind also Pat, is her free will. Like right now, I think she opened up her will, don't you think? She felt a little bit, you know, I can't do this, but now I think I could with a little bit of tips and calling in on these energies, because with our free will and our choice, you know, we need not forget that we're in a earth place, that it's where we have to have free will and choice for other vibrational frequencies to contact us and to be with us. So we have to give them permission. So if Pat's, you know, listening, give them permission to come into your life. Give Archangel Michael permission to come into your dreams and ask them, you know, to support you in anything that you need in your life.
That's great advice.
So I would really remind everyone about that. So now I was reminded also because of the, we were talking about the chakras and our energies. Mm-hmm. Frances and I are planning on doing a teleclass, right?
Yes, we're going to be doing a teleclass on Wednesday, April 24th, and it'll be at 6:00 Pacific time. So it'll be 9:00 for people on the East Coast. And it's going to be healing your chakras with the saints and the archangels. We're going to be working with both energies that night and teaching people which saints and which archangels correspond with which chakra. And as you know, the chakras are the seven energy centers in the body, and they correspond to a different part of you, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so if, for example, if you know that your third chakra, which is self-esteem and personal power, if that's an area of struggle for you, and you know which archangel and which saint to call on, you can actually accelerate your own healing by working with those energies specifically.
I know it'll be a wonderful teleclass. We'll put right now it's general information, but we will put the information on our websites. Frances is francesfaden.com, and my website is www.angelsarenearus.com, and we will post that information. But, you know, just save the date, that it will be April 24th at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and you'll have the sign up page too also, Frances, right?
Yeah, I'll definitely have the sign up page. And, you know, if anybody goes to the website tonight, if they go to my website, you'll also see that this coming Wednesday at 6:00, I'm going to be doing a teleclass where I'm giving personal messages for a limited number of people. It's limited to 12 people, but you can get a personal message from the goddess Saraswati. I do conscious channeling of Mother Mary and different saints and the archangels as well. But I've been focusing a lot on the divine feminine because I feel like that energy is really needed right now. So Saraswati, again, is from India. It's an Indian manifestation or interpretation of the goddess of wisdom and creativity. So if you're an artist or you're wanting to open up to creativity more, that's also happening. And so if they go to either of our websites and they sign up for any information, then they'll definitely get information about the class on the 24th as well.
Yes, exactly. That'll be great. So we're going to take a little break right now, see if somebody else wants to call in. Let me give out those numbers. 888, toll free, 888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522. We're going to take a break and we'll be back like in 90 seconds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, number one live worldwide internet radio. You can call in for your angel messages or saint messages. We're speaking here with Francis Faden, and we were talking about the saints, and Francis was is going to talk about all the classes that she gives as well. So you're doing, I know that you love doing readings with Mother Mary, and I've experienced that, which is wonderful. But you tell me a little bit about why do you think the Divine Feminine is so important right now?
Well, I think generally speaking, I think the feminine energy has been suppressed for a long time, and it's just been out of balance. It's not, mm-hmm. not as if the masculine energy is wrong or bad, mm-hmm. but, you know, when anything gets too much one way or the other, we start to have symptoms, just like with your health. If you are doing too much of one type of food, you can start to have some problems. So the Divine Feminine is starting to make her presence known in stronger and stronger and stronger ways. And I think mm-hmm. it's being reflected in the environmental movement of trying to really help, you know, Divine Mother in terms of Mother Earth, that energy. And also just within ourselves, I think in the West, we're very masculinized. We're very outward. We're very doing, 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 doing. And, you know, having been to the East and having been to India where they don't have a lot of the infrastructure that we have, and yet they find time to meditate and, you know, go really deep. It's like, boy, we have no excuse here in the West, but we keep ourselves on a treadmill. And so I mm-hmm. think the doing energy is trying to be balanced out as much as possible by the being energy, as well as some of the softer energy of compassion and trying to balance out the aggressive, you know, the overly aggressive war. I mean, we've had a lot of wartime energy as well.
Yeah.
So I think the Divine Feminine, she's trying to make herself present because the masculine energy, as wonderful as it is, most people relate to the father energy is a little bit more distant, not as warm and connecting. And I think we need to feel like God or the universe cares yeah. about us.
Yeah,
and,
the mother energy is
exactly
the Divine Mother. I'm going to interrupt you because we have a caller.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Joe from New York. Hello.
I'm calling from New York. Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you? What's your question today?
I was wondering if you had any insights. For probably the past 10 years, I've been getting woken up at 4:44 or tapped on the chest by something and waking up and the digital clock says 4:44.
Yes, that
over and over again.
That absolutely is your angels, you know, trying to awaken you, you know, and you are opening up much more to your spiritual energy.
Right.
How long has it been that you've been seeing that?
For about 10 years, I read a book called The Messengers.
Oh, 10 years. That's
Nick
a long
Bunick.
Time. Yes, I know yeah. which one you're saying. Nick Bunick and Julia Ingram.
Exactly. And after reading the book, a few weeks later, I got woken up and recognized wow. the 4:44 because I had read the book.
Yes.
And then it's continuing over the years. And it's just yeah. an amazing phenomenon.
Well, Archangel Michael is coming out very strongly. And, you know, you have a feminine guardian angel around you. And what she's talking about, she's saying, you know, movement. You need moving. You need to go forward. You need to take action. I just see you like if you want to dance or you want to listen to music, you want to do something fun. And Archangel Michael is saying, believe and trust, Joe, because definitely your intuition is so open. It's been taking time for you to make a decision probably on where you want to go or what you want to do. So
right.
Archangel Michael is saying, you know, again, like I was telling our previous caller, he's saying, ask him to enter your dreams and to replace any fear or any obstacle that you may have with faith and trust. And, you know, and Michael
right.
says, you will be filled with strength and courage and confidence because you are ready to take off on something incredible. What do you think, Francis?
Well, I also, Joe, got a really strong feeling about Archangel Michael. Before Linda said it, I was like, oh, that's Michael knocking on the door. And mm-hmm. I've had that happen to me where I look at the clock and it's, you know, 11:11, or I wake up in the middle of the night, it's 2:22 or 4:44. I've had it at different times. And I was told that Archangel Metatron is, it works with the numbers and the sacred geometry as well. But my feeling about it for you, Joe, is that the fact that it's specifically the four is the number of like a foundation and a form and taking things and from an idea and putting them into physical reality. So my sense about it is you're getting a message to step forward and start making some things concrete. So if you're not doing healing work now, start doing healing work. If you've been thinking about writing a book, start writing the book. It's about putting form around some things. And I get the feeling that you're going to keep getting woken up until you start doing that. So if you do get woken up, maybe take out your computer and start writing or whatever it is that you feel called to do. I wouldn't ignore it. Let's put it that way.
No.
Have you been wanting to do something that you haven't started?
I actually did write a short story, and in fact, it was about Nick Bunick. It was published in one of Nick Bunick's books many years ago, but I haven't written anything since then. I write songs a lot, but
that's what
writing
I feel like. I felt the music around you. I felt some kind of, you know, energy, vibration that uplifts you. And definitely music, dancing, writing, poems. I mean, that will all completely, you know, uplift your frequency. And, you know, Joe, the angels have told us and reminded us that when we uplift our energies, you know, you are definitely on a higher level. You connect easily with the archangels and with all beings of light, with the saints. So just becoming aware of that, you know, that you could uplift yourself and be on that higher frequency.
Right. Yes, getting woken up was quite an awakening.
And you might start, like Francis says, you're going to start seeing the other numbers as well. You know, we're all seeing different these consecutive. 11:11 has been incredibly appearing to everyone, and you know that's a wonderful gateway that's opening for all of us. We're all awakening. We're all there. You know, with that radiance and that resonance. And it's again that radiance of honesty that we need to be. We need to be honest and have that integrity, and to respect yourself and to do exactly what you need to do to uplift yourself and to uplift others in the world, and that is part of your purpose as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Thanks so much.
God bless. Wonderful call. So we still have about a few minutes left. We were talking about the saints and the feminine energy. I did want to remind everyone too, when we were talking about music, Saint Cecilia, she's the patron saint of musicians. And I love Saint Cecilia. She has always inspired me with I love to play the piano, so I know that she used to play the piano. She used to play different instruments. And I always tell my sons, you know, ask St. Cecilia to help, because they're musicians and they love to play the guitar and other instruments. Just ask St. Cecilia. So they each have the little picture of St. Cecilia that I gave to them on their in their rooms.
Oh, that's so great. I know that that Simon and Garfunkel song, Cecilia, is about St. Cecilia. It's actually about her.
Isn't that incredible?
It's about the muse.
About the muse. I love it. There's another saint that I wanted to mention to you that you probably heard about is Saint Hilarion, or they call him Master Hilarion. And he was an earlier embodiment of Saul of Tarsus, who turned into Paul the Apostle. Hilarion was a great mystic. And I think it was in the early years of like 370, and great mystic. And he spent like 20 years in the desert preparing his mission. But he was always very happy of what he did. Again, you know, he was humble, but he came from a very wealthy family. But at the same time, he healed thousands of people. They call him the Lord of the Fifth Ray, as an ascended master as well. So his color is green, and he reminds me so much of Archangel Raphael, because he's also, you know, the ray of healing and of hope and of wholeness and of hope, I was going to say, and of truth. So, you know, you can call upon they call him Saint Hilarion, is a saint also, but he is an ascended master. Mm-hmm. And may be called upon at any time to assist us. So I love his energy as well. Any other saint that you want to recommend?
Well, of course, there's always Saint Germain. Saint Germain, and speaking of ascended masters, is a master of the violet flame and the violet ray. And so Saint Germain, if anybody wants to work with that energy, the purple violet energy.
The violet flame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really great for manifesting. And then one of my personal favorites is Padre Pio. Padre Pio is a great saint who lived in Italy and passed in 1968. And anybody that needs healing energy, you call on Padre Pio, and amazing, amazing healings can happen through Padre Pio. He's a wonderful, wonderful energy.
Yes, I have prayed to Padre Pio for healing, and he is miraculous, miraculous. Mm-hmm. He does heal any kind of disease. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling, you know, sick, ill, he helps a lot with cancer patients. I've known that. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that with cancer patients, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He tends to help people that don't have a whole lot of hope.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
So we have a few more minutes. I do want to do a little prayer before we leave,
sure.
But why don't you give out your website and so people can contact you, Frances, for any classes that you're giving right now?
Sure, I do. I definitely do teleclasses if people want to learn more about the saints and, working with Mother Mary specifically. It's www.francesfaden, and that's F as in Frank, R-A-N-C-E-S. And then my last name, Faden, F as in Frank, A-Y-D-E-N as in Nancy. And if you sign up there, there's a video you can get, how to discover your God-given brilliance. And if you want to get that, then you can also, you'll get any updates on teleclasses. And also, if you wanted to just do a reading, you can pick whatever saint you want to talk to, and we can do a reading for you with Mother Mary or with Saint Joseph or any saint that you'd like to connect with. Those are my favorite types of readings to do.
I know. They're fabulous readings. So Frances does wonderful readings with the saints, with the archangels, with Mother Mary. You can also contact me. I can do archangel readings and angel readings, which I love.
Yes.
I also do meditations with my clients. So you can go to my website, www.angelsarenearus.com, if you'd like to contact me. So we are having our teleclass on April 24th. Just so save the date so you know about that. Frances Faden and Linda Torres. And so thank you so much for being on the show, Frances.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really
it's
great fun.
Delightful. I want to thank all our listeners and Seth, our wonderful manager, who always helps us. He's so sweet. And let's say a prayer in closing. And we are going to say this prayer of St. Francis, which I love. So St. Francis of Assisi is inspiring us tonight. And it's, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
So, until next time, may God bless you and angels protect you. Good night.